When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 37 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, The World's Trap. The 140th Psalm, verses 4 and 5, reads, Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way, they have set snares for me. Our text for today comes from Daniel chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, O King Darius, live forever! All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. A group of pagan leaders agreed on one thing. They all came together to set a trap for Daniel. Kenneth Gangel describes this trap. The Crooked Caucus would not be content with some verbal announcement. They wanted this decree issued in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed. Here, we find another one of those phrases which has made its way through the centuries to claim a place in common vocabulary. When we speak of something that cannot be changed, we still might refer to it as governed by the laws of the Medes and the Persians. The same phrase appears in Esther chapter 1, verse 19, and chapter 8, verse 8. Once it had been written, a royal edict could not be revoked. So by the end of verse 9, Daniel's enemies were ready to spring the trap. Let's not miss the lie that made all this possible. They told the king that his subordinate leaders have all agreed, chapter 6, verse 7, on this plan, and that he had no reason to think Daniel had been excluded. Nevertheless, pride, injustice, and monarchical arrogance all paved the way for what would follow. These leaders exaggerated who all agreed while playing into Darius's pride and arrogance. They also set a 30-day period, giving them ample time to expose Daniel's unwillingness to comply with the ordinance. We should never be shocked that the world opposes those who are faithful to God. Dale Ralph Davis explains this opposition as it relates to Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Let us back away and look at verses 1 through 9 as a whole. This section carries a two-pronged message for Israel's exiles. See how gracious God is in giving you favor among your captors and even with kings. Therefore, don't despair and see how costly it may prove to remain faithful when you are favored. Therefore, don't make an idol out of human favor. One never knows when the Tuesday morning may come when one must let go of human favor to stay faithful to God. And this dilemma comes from the animosity that men have for God's servants. That was the case under Babylon, the fiery furnace in Daniel 3, and now in Persia. It matters not where you are, the world hates you. There is an explanation for it. You can check out John chapter 15, verse 19. But when it occurs, it may seem so unfathomable. Don't think that Daniel's is an exceptional situation. It is rather an exemplary one. This is the way it is with God's servants in this world. Davis alludes to Jesus' words in John chapter 15, verse 19. If you were of the world would love you as its own, but because you were not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The world sets traps for believers because it hates those who love God. When the world sets its traps, remember, God's love is stronger than the world's hate. In addition, God protects and empowers those whose heart is set on Him. The psalmist wrote, "My eyes are always on the Lord, for He rescues me from the traps of my enemies." That's from Psalm 25, verse 15, the New Living Translation. Some questions to consider. Why do the world's traps always involve lies and deception? How can you view the world's traps as a test of your faithfulness to God? Daniel's trap was set because of his love for God. In what ways does the world set traps against your devotion to God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.